My name is Jack, and I have done something to my wrist. It's black and blue, and I can't make a fist. Must have banged it on something. Yesterday, it was fine. I'm 85 years old, and I'm falling apart. 85. I just had this procedure. Wasn't a surgery, they keep insisting. On my back, it was to remove some moles. Maria, she's the home health nurse, comes over every day to change the dressing. Very nice woman. Drives a Mercedes. Anyway, she says the incision looks good, but who knows? It's probably cancer. Also, had an ultrasound done on my gallbladder 2 days ago. It may have to come out. I need this like a hole in the head. I have an irregular heartbeat, too, in case I'm short of things wrong with me. I take Chlorcon, which is for the potassium, and furosemide, which is for the heart, and Savastatin, which is for the cholesterol, and the Coumadin, which is for the heart also, and magnesium, which is for God knows what. I also drink Ensure. I like the chocolate. And now I take Prozac. All I do is take pills. Lately, I get up in the middle of the night and drive to the Suncoast or Red Rock and play craps and drink because I can't sleep. I won big the other night, but I was betting foolishly. I don't do it that often, and I only have two or three drinks, and I drive home slowly, and the house is close by. I know. You don't have to say anything. A year ago, I was playing tennis every day and bowling. Now I get winded putting on my shoes, and I'm cold all the time. I got doctors and nurses, and it doesn't cost me a dime. My main doctor's from Ethiopia with a name you shouldn't know from it. Sweet woman, but everything hurts. Everything. I got one son who wants me to move to California. The other wants me to move to Oklahoma, and my daughter wants me in New York. I don't want to live with any of them. They have lives. My wife died 13 years ago. She was 69. Could have had another 10 years. Wouldn't have killed anybody, but okay, she had a life. She wasn't cut short. Lately, I wake up and I walk into the kitchen because I think she's calling me. The other morning, I could have sworn she said, "What the hell are you doing in Las Vegas, Jack?" I was always afraid when I left New Jersey after she died that if she came back, she wouldn't be able to find me. She's buried in Long Island. We have a family circle plot. I told my kids, when I die, no matter what, you get me back there. Now it's just me. Still do some tax work. I play pinochle on Mondays with my friends. One's a retired cop, another a dealer from Caesars, and another a Catholic insurance agent, very religious guy, goes to Mass every morning. I tell him, we Jews gave him his God. He gets hysterical. I'm the oldest one in the group. I'm running with a girl, Jeanette, sweet, nice, but I tell her, no marriage. There will be no marriage. I break down a lot, too. The other day at the sports book in New York, my son was there. I don't want to do this in front of him. He's the comedian, the one from Oklahoma. Good boy, but sometimes he treats me like a two-year-old. My wife used to tell him, don't worry about your father. When you're not around, believe me, he's fine. He puts his pants on one leg at a time without your help. Nah, he means well. Anyway, I'm sitting in this casino, and I'm crying, and there's 10,000 baseball games going on. He wants me to move to Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Yeah, I told you. Who moves to Oklahoma? It's not going to get better, I know that. The other day I was doing a crossword puzzle. It's good brain exercise. I came across the word odious, and that's what this is. It's odious. So on my daughter's desk last time I was in New York, some sort of plaque thing, it said, a person should want to live if only out of curiosity. Sure. Why not? 85, though. 85! How the hell did that happen? And what the hell did I do to my wrist?